We're back in the game. John Tyler Mitch here with you. 537-1350, the game KMAN on Twitter. Keep answering that question. What could K-State do the rest of this basketball season that would get the majority of the fan base excited and feeling good about the future of where things are going around college basketball at 525? Baylor and the Big 12 in the news again today because the Big 12 actually has delivered some punishment to Baylor in wake of the sexual assault scandal and everything that has happened there over the past year. Big 12 announced today it will withhold 25% of future revenue distribution payments to Baylor pending an outcome of a third-party verification review of required changes to the school's, quote, athletics procedures and institutional government of its intercollegiate athletics program. Okay, basically, there was a lot of mumbo-jumbo there, and I didn't realize that when I started reading it. Baylor's going to lose 25% of the revenue distribution for the Big 12, which I've seen a lot of estimates on what that would be, and it would be around $7 million. It's going to be withheld, but as long as they prove basically that they are making changes, the changes that the Big 12 is wanting here in regards to how they operate with Title IX and all that type of thing, then Baylor can get the money back eventually. So, well, on paper, to me, initially reading, okay, if they're going to withhold 25% of that and it is actually going to be a sizable chunk of change, $7 million per year, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, that is actually something of significance. Now, I know operations athletic departments are much more than $7 million, but that's a decent-sized hit. Like, that's going to affect you. But if you get it back, like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? What was the point of this? And of course, they're getting hammered. This is people viewing this as a Big 12 type of move, not acting in the right way. I feel like they would have been better not doing anything because probably saying that you're going to take something away only to give it back to Baylor just is fueling the outrage more and more. It's bringing it back into the news cycle and therefore giving people a chance to be upset with it. Unless you were going to come down with some kind of real substantial punishment here for Baylor, you should have just done nothing because this just gives you a black eye and it's not really going to affect Baylor all that much depending on when they do meet the standards here that they need to meet and get all that money back.
Yeah, I mean, it needs to not be the end of the punishment. You know, we'll see what the NCAA chooses to do. There's still the ongoing investigation. So if they come to the conclusion that some of these allegations were true or all of them are true or whatever, there should be a lot more than that. And I think that that would be a worse black eye for the Big 12 if they basically stop here and say, okay, this is good enough. This is a severe enough punishment, because obviously it's not. It's just, I'm going to hold out some hope that this is just the tip of the iceberg and things are going to progress from here. But yeah, I don't understand what the point is of even making this headline today.
But as per usual, Baylor has actually upstaged the Big 12 for, I think, the worst thing to come out of this. And that's, you see the statement here from interim president David E. Garland at Baylor in response to what the Big 12 did. Here's a real, actual line from it. Quote, no other university in the country has responded as aggressively and decisively as Baylor regarding incidents of sexual assaults on its campus.
Yeah, you did it because you were forced to.
Well,
and it took forever.
How is that a true statement? Yeah, that's right. Forever is in stark contrast to aggressive and decisive.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it.
Come on, man.
We're still, like, this scandal is getting close to, like, what, a year and a half old now, and there are still things that are very fluid with that situation. Yeah, that's not great.
I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but please do not insult my intelligence, Mr. David E. Garland. I do not appreciate that at all. Somehow both Baylor and the Big 12 come out looking bad in all of this when some punishment was supposed to be handed down actually here from the Big 12. That's my main takeaway from what has happened today with this. It's disappointing. I think that it is a very complicated situation in terms of what you do for the actual punishment here, and I do not proclaim to have the answer for that. And that is part of why I stay away from some of the discussion here more so than you do about Baylor, because I always like to, if you're going to complain about something, have a solution. You know, if we're going to complain about something, have in place what you think would be a better plan. I'm not sure that I really know what to do with Baylor, because I'm not crazy about the idea of punishing Matt Rhule and this entire, like, 18-man recruiting class that they just signed. You know, if you're going to take big things away from them on the field. So just like with Penn State, I was really conflicted and waffling back and forth on what should happen with that scandal, just because do you punish the fans that had not really that much to do with it, or do you think the fans are the problem because they create the culture? Like, there's I toe the fence on that. I can't come to decisions, and I feel sort of the same way about Baylor.
The thing that I really didn't think about as much until recently, I heard someone talking about this, and I think it's a very good point. And it makes you think about the whole scandal a little differently. That stadium, McLane Stadium, was paid for by what happened in that scandal. I mean, that stadium does not get built without Baylor winning.
So Baylor's the stadium's your solution.
Baylor winning does not happen without the horrible, horrible things that happen.
So what I'm hearing from you is that you want Baylor to build a wall around McLane Stadium so that they cannot use it.
And Baylor can pay for it.
And Baylor can pay for the wall.
Yeah.
We figured it out.
Yeah.
There we go. We're going to go around college basketball at 5:25. To cap off the hour, though, big moment for Mitch Fortner last night. We'll let you hear about all of that coming up on the game.